This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I really do appreciate it. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly, truly being part of the conversation, being part of the process. You really should be part of the process. Otherwise, why bother? Sincerely, really. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, with everything that's going on today, you really, sometimes you just need to do your own homework. I know lots of people don't like to do that. It's a pain in the butt, makes them crazy, whatever it is. But man, you've got to. Look, guys like me, I make mistakes. Everybody does. So when we're doing stuff like this, when we're talking about things like this, it's kind of like not believing everything you read in a newspaper. Remember when we were kids, I think our dad said, believe almost nothing of what you see on TV and only half of what you read in the newspaper. And it was always interesting or always interested to hear stuff like that. Because basically what he's saying to you is, you know, you can't even trust your own eyes. But it wasn't that you couldn't trust your own eyes. I think what he was saying or what he was trying to say was, you can't trust the person writing that stuff. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. All right. What was I going to do? I was going to do the campus reform one first. Before I do the Jerry goofball one. PETA is demanding that universities ban football balloons at games. That's right. The vegan advocacy nonprofit People for Ethical Treatment of Animals is demanding that the University of Nebraska at Lincoln part ways with its long-standing tradition of releasing party balloons at university football games. Why, you wonder? Well, first they started an online petition to ban the balloons, alleging that they are an environmental hazard and can travel vast distances before finally bursting and falling to the ground or into bodies of water. The school has released thousands of balloons over its first touchdown at the home football game for the past 50 years. Animals then mistake the balloon fragments for food and consume them. I think it's called survival of the fittest or something like that, right? Which can result in choking and sometimes suffocation. PETA claims that land animals have starved to death after their intestines blocked with balloon fragments, while birds have been found with balloon latex. Do they have any proof of this? I mean, no, seriously. So they found 20 birds in a year, and there's millions and millions and millions of them out there, right? They're outraged by this. But if you come to California, and you want to come over to the wind farms, right? You know where I'm going with this, right? You come over to the wind farms. Where is PETA with all these birds that are being killed running into the fan blades of the, or they don't run, obviously, flying into the fan blades of these wind farms around California? They find dead birds all around the place. The other fun one is you have these massive solar panels in the middle of the desert and other places. and they find barbecued birds all over the place. Anybody know what that's from? Hint or clue? I get the biggest kick out of this stuff. It's kind of like they pick and choose what they're going to be outraged about. If you're outraged about the birds and the animals dying because of the balloon fragments, why aren't you outraged about the birds, you know, being roasted or being sliced up mid-flight? You know what? Maybe those were on their way out anyway. Maybe they're old and senile and they couldn't see. Maybe they thought the fans, the blades of the, you know, wind farms were, you know, big mommy birds or something. I don't know. An Omaha, Nebraska man filed a lawsuit against the University of Nebraska, claiming that the balloons threatened children and wildlife, but a judge dismissed the federal suit because the school's Board of Regents, the defendant party, is a state agency. So according to the 11th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, the judicial power of the United States shall not be construed to extend to any suit in law or equity commenced or prosecuted against one of the United States by citizens of another state or by citizens of subjects of any foreign state. They refuse to forego this dangerous tradition, claiming that their balloons are biodegradable and have cotton strings. However, studies make it clear that even biodegradable latex balloons can take as long as 4 years to break down. Well, at least it'll be full for 4 years. Think about it. The cotton strings should take months to pose a severe risk to wild animals who can become entangled in them. You know, which really, again, they find one turtle with a straw in its nose. Now, there might be more than that. I get it. Right? But now we have to ban all straws. Now, I was at a function the other day in California. For some of you who need to catch up, it's illegal now to use plastic straws in restaurants. I don't know if you can use them anywhere else. Probably not. You can't use them in restaurants. So I went to a restaurant the other day, and they brought me, I drink iced tea. So they brought me over an iced tea with lemon in it. And I noticed right away there was a paper straw in there. And I looked at the guy next to me, and I said, watch this. And after I drank the first glass, I asked for another one. You know how they come over. They don't bring another glass. They pour more tea in there. So what happens to paper when it sits in water for a long time? The thing was like a wet noodle after a drink and a half. The little secret I have is there was a state senator sitting next to me. I looked at him, and I picked up this wiggly, saturated straw and said, thank you very much. I appreciate this. Seriously. Paper straws. Because some 9-year-old decided too many turtles were sucking straws now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back more with this PETA story right after this. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
We're
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
I'm Joe Machine, your host, who is in the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you. No, the sign behind me has not fallen. Okay? I'm trying to deal with my, what is that called? OCD, ODD, EFG, HIJK, LMNOP. I, when things aren't straight, it drives me out of my mind. I actually even walk sideways if something's out of. But I'm going to deal with it. It's behind me and it's crooked. You have to deal with it too. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. Thanks for spending time with us. I appreciate it very much. Really do. I don't say it enough. I really do appreciate my listeners. I do appreciate the people that go out of their way to try to find the show. And even though some social media groups are trying to keep the show from airing, from showing, from whatever, you still find us. You still look for us. You still hunt us down. So I do. That's all right, isn't it? It's okay, though. I do appreciate it, though. I'm very much so. The PETA. I love these people. The only thing they have to do is to run around and try to make sure that every animal is protected no matter what, even from mistakes. And now what they're doing is they're protesting. They want a university to stop releasing balloons during football games because they're latex balloons. They can last for eons, and then they get in the bellies of birds and other animals because they blow up, and then they pop and they land in forests and next to water and that kind of stuff. So they're really upset about this. To the point where they're filing a lawsuit. But, thank God the judge was like, you know what, forget this. You can't do this. Now, their complaint is that the school refuses to forego its dangerous tradition because they claim that their balloons are biodegradable. They have cotton strings. And Peter says, yeah, that doesn't matter. As a regular attendee of football games, I really enjoy the balloon release tradition. I don't think that it should be changed at all, said a Lincoln student. I, too, had concerns about the environmental impact, but the university claims that they are biodegradable and not an environmental hazard, right? Now, some evidence that the balloons released in Nebraska football game are having a negative impact on surrounding environment. Like what? Show me. Actions such as paper reduction, recycling, trash improvement would have a far greater impact on the environment. That's according to a spokeswoman, Bethany Bora. Well, we are pleased that these efforts are opening a dialogue on safe practices for our wildlife. We believe that the bans are not as effective as beneficial policies, education, and so on. The environmental nonprofit group Balloons Blow supports the ban, saying that all released balloons, including those falsely marked as, wow, they lie? Is she accusing them of lying? That's what it looks like to me. Apparently they lie. Because latex can't be biodegradable. Hmm. They return to Earth as ugly litter, she says. They kill countless numbers of animals. It causes dangerous power outages. Now, the UN Lincoln, University of Lincoln officials, recited nonsense from their balloon providers, stating their balloons are 100% natural latex biodegradable. It will break down immediately. Balloons Blow asserts that. Can you believe that's the name of the conversation? Balloons Blow?
I think it's on purpose.
It is proven that their balloons, as all latex balloons, are not natural. They don't break down harmlessly. You know, there are so many other things these people could be screaming about. So many other things these people could be dealing with. Are we serious about this? I'd like to know, why don't you do a bigger study? Why don't you waste more of our taxpayer dollars? Go out there and do the bigger study on the bigger picture of how many animals are actually being affected by this. No, sincerely. I mean, it's easy to call the manufacturer a liar. What's that all about? All right, let's move on to something much more serious here. A socialist student group at the University of Illinois in Chicago, though, okay, that right there, that says it all, does it not? They're demanding that the school cut ties with the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. Now, they claim that the organization is complicit with countless crimes. This goes back to my comment earlier. To the left, all you have to do is make the statement, and it's true. International Youth and Students for Social Equality is protesting UIC's partnership with the CIA in its signature school program, which encourages graduates to seek jobs in the intelligence field while also facilitating access to internships. The socialist group stated in a news release last week that the CIA chose to partner with the diverse UIC so that it could target children of immigrants. They want them to carry out imperialistic crimes on U.S. government. You know what this is from? This isn't the kids. This is the professors. This is the teachers at these colleges. When are you conservatives going to step up and take your rightful place in these hollowed walls of education? When are you going to do that? When are you going to push back? even if you don't want to teach, maybe you're retired, you're a retired history teacher or whatever, go to the school and challenge the teacher. Give your kids, your grandchildren, give them the information they need to push back. Don't you think that would be good? UIC students who participate in the program will be able to receive an on-campus mock interview, educational seminars with CIA officials, and resume assistance. That's according to the school press release. But the CIA has absolutely no business at UIC or any other college campus, they claim, the young student group claims. Call the intelligence agency a chief global spy. Well, that's true. They are a spy agency globally. And yes, they belong to the United States. Yes, the border country. And they're responsible for countless crimes, the overthrow of governments, the fermenting of civil wars, assassinations, torture, and spying. Okay? I don't disagree. But what do? Shut them down? That's it? You don't retrain or matter of fact, I don't want to know what they do most of the time. I believe some of what they do keeps peace around the globe. I know that the CIA funds a lot of programs, funds a lot of things we don't even want to know about. But to a degree, I know it does. Now, I would tweak it around a little bit more with the CIA because of all the connections they have. Right? Put a little more human rights equality pressure on some of the countries we're dealing with, some of the governments we're dealing with through the CIA. You want this money? You want to do A, B, and C? No problem. You know, some of the reason I think you guys don't get, some of you don't get, the reason we buy off other governments, if you would, it's not all the time to keep them in our pocket so we can control them. Sometimes we're giving them money, food, and resources to keep the Russians out of there, to keep Iran out of there. Give that some thought during the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Hearing on the Hill, and it will all be public. The woman accusing President Trump's Supreme Court nominee of sexual misconduct scheduled to testify in an open hearing Monday.
I believe in order for me to assess the credibility of these allegations, that I want to have both individuals come before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
That's Maine Senator Republican Susan Collins. She wants to hear from nominee Brett Kavanaugh and accuser Christine Ford, who claims an incident happened more than 30 years ago when she and Kavanaugh were in high school in Maryland. Kavanaugh flat out rejects her allegation.
Obviously, if Judge Kavanaugh has lied about what happened, that would be disqualifying.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, you got to get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, but you can also give me your email address up there. I send out an email once a week and let you know who we might have on the show, some of the topics we're going to be discussing, some of the things coming up. I also, you can buy my book, you can buy a coffee mug, you can buy a T-shirt. There's so much you can do up there. Why wouldn't you want to stop by and check out what we have going out there? Support us all, because, you know, as you see, social media is really clamping down on us. A lot of us used to get a portion of our revenue from what's going on social media. Now we can't do that anymore. So anyhow, let's get back to the story, because I hate hanging on this stuff. So the University of Chicago has decided that, well, not the university, but the students have decided that the CIA needs to go. They need to be out of there. You can't have their classes, because the CIA is nothing but, you know, one of these big information gathering, United States government departments that does nothing but, you know, take down other governments. That's all we do. Just amazing. They go on to say that, you know, I started to say this before. I'm tripping all over myself here because I'm so irritated about this. You conservative professors, you conservative educators, what happened to you? Really, what happened to you? I mean, this mindset comes from the leftist professors who don't like anything about the United States. And some of them probably went to school on grants from the United States. Some of them went to school your taxpayer dollars. Right? And look what they're saying about the country. The country that put up the money for them to be educated. The country that in some other countries, they would have been forced to be mine workers or whatever. You know, janitors, ditch diggers. And not there's anything wrong with those jobs in and of themselves. But they would have been a professor. They would have been allowed to teach. Not if the government felt like that they weren't, they didn't have the IQ for it or the aptitude. And then even if they did become professors in other countries, go ahead and talk about how bad the other countries are and watch what happens. The CIA has absolutely, they say CIA has absolutely no business at UIC or any other college for that matter. Now, again, they call the CIA encroachment on the campus, a symptom of the breakdown of world capitalism. The organization, which bills itself as a youth and student section of the Social Equality Party. The youth and student section of the Socialist Equality Party. Didn't the Nazis have a didn't they have a youth group, if you would? Didn't they mold their little minds? Right? I think they called him Hitler's youth. Wasn't that it? And Hitler knew, as he said, you have the youth, you have the country. And he was right. And look what's happening now. Look at what's going on college campuses across the country. The CIA's bad. The government's bad for them. The FBI's bad. The police are bad. You don't trust anybody or anything. When we do it, right, when we called out the CIA, when we called out the FBI as conservative Republicans, we were doing irreparable damage to our Department of Justice. The kids do it, and the administrators are behind them. The administrators are supporting them. Professors are supporting them. I mean, seriously, think about it. You know, we used to talk about the red and the green pill. I mean, the red and the blue pill. I think what's happened now is they've merged together. You got the red on one side, blue on the other. And they're offering alternatives to the CIA program. And they're going to make it easier for you to transition out of that nasty, nasty organization and the mindset. They're actually reprogramming you a little bit there. Right? Now, progressive student groups and faculty have previously asked university administrators to sever ties with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. So no ICE, no CIA. No, you know, I'm telling you, you know what we should do? Here's what we should do. We should let them run rampant. I'm not kidding. Right? Pull the CIA classes. I'm sure there's another college would love to have the money coming in from that class. Don't let ISIS on campus. And any kind of training that goes down that road, give that money to another organization that'll take it. Right? No, seriously. And now whether these other colleges get... So while they're doing their thing, University of Chicago, while they're trying to get their act together, and they're losing federal funds, and you know they call for help or they need help or they're being overrun by illegals, if you would, then what do? Just don't respond to them. They don't want you there anyhow. So when they call for help, all you got to say is, you know what, you don't want us on campus. You've already written us off. Sorry, you'll have to call the local police. So, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I started down this road the other night. I never quite finished it. You want me to do, I suppose you want me to do, what's his name first? Governor Moonbeam. And his trip to the outer limits. Governor Moonbeam's going to, he wants to send a satellite into space. Did you hear about this? He actually has decided that they're gonna fund and send up a satellite from California. Its only job, it's only one thing to do, is to track global warming. Because as a state, they have the money to do this, right? Don't they have extra tax money and everything else? And they're going to be able to make the changes, do what they need to do to impact global warming. Now, I know some of you say, look, Joe, you're making fun, but every little bit helps. Yeah, but these things are millions of dollars to launch. And really, who else is he going to get to change? Remember, the two biggest polluters, I think, what was it, China and Turkey? I can't even remember, but one of them was China. And we were entering... You know, into the Paris Climate Agreement, they didn't have to adhere to it. So if you got some of the biggest polluters on the planet not having to adhere to it, what's California going to do to make a change? For real, what are they going to do? So Governor Jerry Brown said last week that California will launch a satellite into space and to track and gather data on global warming and symbolic, if not far-reaching move that comes as President Trump threatens to hamstring the climate work of NASA. So the government's announcement was made on the final day of the Global Climate Action Summit, which brought thousands of mayors, regional leaders, and corporate executives to San Francisco. That's funny. They're worried about climate there, and what do they have in the streets all over the place? Dried urine, dried human feces, and needles. I'm confused. Brown's office has begun partnering with the Earth imaging company Planet Labs of San Francisco to build a satellite to measure the heat-trapping pollutants in the atmosphere and identify their sources. The price tag for the satellite and the launch date, they haven't been specified. With science still under attack and a climate threat growing, we're launching our own darn satellite, Brown said. This groundbreaking initiative will help governments, businesses, and landowners pinpoint and stop the destructive emissions with unprecedented precision on a scale that's never been done before. News of California satellite was among an abundance of pomp and pageantry last week when some of the week's biggest names took stage, including musician Dave Matthews, former Secretary of State John Kerry, and the chimpanzee expert Jane Goodall. Former Vice President Al Gore. Why did they let him speak at these things? I mean, no, seriously, nothing, not one change, not one thing the man has said to come into fruition. Not one. And his movie, he had to come up with a second movie of An Inconvenient Truth, because the first one, nothing happened. He went on to say that Trump's denial of climate change is leading the nation and the world to a dangerous point that includes the intense wildfires in California. Right now, we know what the reality is behind that. Right? I mean, the wildfires in California, first of all, wildfire is a natural thing. Let's get past that for a second. And usually when they burn off all that underbrush. That's what they do every once in a while. That's part of nature. But we stop them. We keep them from happening. We won't clean up the underbrush, which is what we should do to knock these things down. And then we talk about how bad, big they are. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443443. That's BEST 55 to 443443.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. Come on, you couldn't. I had to wait till the horn part. Otherwise, it's, you know, the song just kind of leaves you hanging. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do appreciate the time that you know, you're involved and engaged with us. You know, we were talking about the Jerry Brown announcing that he wants to launch a satellite to track climate change. And I love how they keep going, you know, they keep blaming President Trump for all this. Now, remember, here, this guy's only been in office 2 years. How much damage could he do in 2 years compared to the guy that was in there 8 years before him? You know, and they even throw in the Paris Accord that had more than 170 nations agreeing to specific greenhouse gas reductions. But many of them didn't really have to do anything for quite some time. We had some of the strictest controls on us as the U.S., and yet some of the biggest polluters had none. So it's just amazing to me. And not only on top of that, you know, you think about all the promises that were made, that what was going to happen to this planet if we didn't. None of them have come true. Not a one. They show you that picture of the polar bear just floating around in the water on his little piece of ice. And apparently all the other ice is melted. Well, until you pull the camera back, is why I say apparently. And then there's all kinds of ice around him. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the solution. That's the other thing. Part of the solution, not part of the problem. And if you're not engaged and involved, then you're part of the problem. You're not part of the solution. I don't know if you guys heard today, but Cory Booker is going to be hit with an ethics violation. Or I shouldn't say that. Let me not do what they do, okay? Cory Booker is going to be investigated on ethic violation rules for violating the Senate rules. Now, because nobody in the chamber, I have to keep this clean, nobody in the chamber had a spine to say anything, it had to be done by an outside group. Now, the ethics complaint has been delivered to the chairman and the co-chairman of the U.S. Senate Select Committee in Ethics against Senator Cory Booker. The accusation against the New Jersey Democrat was made by Judicial Watch. That's right. They had to use Judicial Watch to do it because nobody on the inside would be bothered or could be bothered. And the group announced Wednesday in a news release that they hand-delivered a letter to the leaders of the committees. Now, their complaints against Booker stem from the unsolicited confessions that he broke. Now, again, that's what he said. Come on, think about that. He said that he was willing to break the rules. He was going to break the rules. He was going to release documents that he promised not to release. And he said the reason, check this out. One of the reasons he was going to do it, because he knew that Grassley didn't have the spine to come after him. Or he felt that that's what it was. Right? I mean, think about this. Booker openly told the Senate Judiciary Committee that he would be breaking their rules, noting that he would accept the consequences. Well, the consequences is removals. Right? Removal from the Senate. That would be his choice. I mean, think about that. You know you're going into this. You know what you're doing is wrong. You know they would have every legal right to make this happen, and somebody will protect him as a whistleblower. You can't be a whistleblower if you're a senator. When you agree to look at some of this paper, these top secret papers or classified papers, if nothing you say means anything, if we can't hold you to your word, what are you doing there? In his Facebook post, Booker not only admitted to the violations, but objected to the rules themselves, saying the classification of many documents as committee confidential is a sham. Well, what gives him the right to singularly pull that out or call that out and say he's not going to adhere to it? He agreed to it already. This is, you know, little stupid me always told my kids, you follow the rules, you don't break them. You want them changed, you pull the people together that can vote on it to change it or put something out there that would make changes to the process, make changes to the law, make changes to the rules. You don't just break them because you don't like them. Right? I mean, is anybody with me on this or no? Senator Cornyn of Texas threatened me with expulsion, he said, during the hearings. Now he's threatening ethics charges. And what I said to him was, bring it on. I broke the law and I'm good with it. Really? Think about this guy. He broke the law. You know, part of the problem here is, so does this mean that when somebody comes in to do testimony that we have to watch over, that we have to protect because it's very sensitive testimony, he can't trust us anymore? But this is the same group that decided they don't want border walls. Right? This is the same group that pushes to give felons the right to vote. I can go on and on and on. Of all the laws that they don't want to adhere to. I mean, it is constant when you hear these things. Booker said that he knows this is a sham process that can be defended. In this, he's just all full of himself. right? He said that that Cornyn is all, what did he say? He's all hat and no cattle. Do you know what that means? You have no idea. From your part of the world.
When people dress up like cowboys but don't really own any.
Oh, that's right. There you go. He's all hat. Wow. He's a city cowboy. That's what he's saying. There you go. Which I always got a kick out of in the 70s. Remember you guys in the 70s and 80s? You had all these cowboys. They wore suits 5 days a week, and then, you know, on the dance floor, they wore a cowboy suit. Judicial Watch is letting letter provided a portion of the standing rules of the Senate as the foundation for their belief that Booker's actions are an ethics violation. You know, you think about this, and he doesn't care, and they don't care, and that whole group doesn't care. They're willing to break the law. They don't care. So how do we hold their feet to the fire if they just simply don't care? The other guy that got some bad news this week, God bless. And he got it early, so this is good. It's really going to ruin, this will ruin his whole week. Plus, Avenatti was blindsided after Playboy Playmate flips the script, and she goes after him for a lawsuit. Don't you love it? The clock is ticking on his 15 minutes of fame, right? I mean, seriously. Did you see him on Tucker a couple nights ago? Tucker ate him up. And you could tell he was, the guy came in looking for a fight, thought he had it all over Tucker, and Tucker swallowed him up. So the anti-Trump lawyer representing porn star Stormy Daniels is the legal dispute now again. Now, the trucks of the dispute between Avenatti and Daniels and Cohen and Trump is because of the non-disclosure agreement, right, and the hush money. Now, her name, I guess, is Stephanie Clifford. Now, Cohen, regarding an alleged affair between Daniels and Trump many years ago, is trying to get out of the NDA, so that it's not real, it doesn't really count. But now it appears as there's a wholly separate, if strikingly similar, NDA issue that Avenatti was involved in. And this particular legal, this is just so poetic. This is just so them, I'll put it that way. This particular legal dispute may not come out in his favor. A judge in California, Los Angeles Superior Court, you think this would be easy, has ruled that part of the lawsuit filed against Avenatti by former Playboy Playmate Shira Beckard may proceed, rejecting Avenatti's bid to dismiss the whole thing. Avenatti became the subject of the suit after he allegedly revealed the existence of an NDA and hush money settlement reached. Now, this was between Beckard and a prominent Republican fundraiser who wanted to keep the affair quiet. Beckard had hired the attorney, Keith Davidson, to represent her interest in setting up the NDA, but Davidson was busy, so he turned it over to his aide, Michael Cohen. Yep, the same Cohen. So he came up with the agreement that was ultimately reached in December 2017, called for $1.6 million to be paid out to Beckard in several quarterly installments in exchange for her silence in regard to the affair. But she received two payments, after which it was Brody now refused to pay her because Cohen told their story without giving their names. And people were able to figure out what happened. So now he's in deep water. So again, here's an attorney who doesn't feel like his word means anything. His signature means nothing. The truth means nothing to him. And you could tell by the attitude he had sitting across from Tucker. And to put it simple, he's one of them. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We'll be here all week. Join us again.